Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, security, and that can only be found in God Himself. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today about Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The constancy of Jesus Christ. On the morning that I was preparing this talk, word came which held potential for great change in our lives. It was not a welcome word. It was, to be honest, frightening. Where to turn? My mind went to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Am I speaking to someone today who feels as though the earth has been removed, and the mountains, which seemed so stable, have now been carried into the midst of the sea? Upheaval, chaos, and terror. I trust that you turn also to the Bible. Try Psalm 46 or Isaiah 43. I am the Lord. I have redeemed thee. I formed thee. I created thee. I call thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God. Some of you who are listening to me are fearing change. Others are longing for change. Let's think today about the absolute changelessness of our Lord Jesus. He's the same. He's totally trustworthy. That verse that tells us of Jesus' changelessness is in the context of sundry exhortations, exhortations to love, to be responsive to strangers and prisoners and mistreated ones, exhortations about marriage and immorality and the love of money. Let me read to you from Hebrews 13, verses 5 to 9. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, I will never leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. And the times when we are most acutely conscious of our need of grace are those times when we need to be strengthened, and we know we haven't got the strength in ourselves. When our circumstances change, Jesus doesn't. When what we counted on yesterday isn't there anymore, Jesus is. When today takes on a strange new aspect in which we feel that we're strangers, Jesus is the same. When tomorrow holds the prospect of terrifying events, we know who holds tomorrow, Jesus. I think it was my father who wrote those lines, "We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future." It's our Lord Jesus. I have a letter here from a widow. She says, I lost my husband, age 41, to a brain tumor. He was assistant pastor for 4 years before that of a dear church that we had been part of for many years. His excellence in character, wisdom, and passion for God has enriched my life more than I can measure. I'm grateful that I had almost 18 years of marriage with him. Our church has supported me in a beautiful way, and I feel well cared for. The leadership has continued to invite me to elders and wives' functions. Without Joe's input of the behind-the-scenes happenings in the church and not sharing the burden that he carried with him anymore, my relationship to that group of people has changed. I still feel privileged to go from time to time and feel the heartbeat of the church through them, but I can't say that my grieving is complete. I do sense that the work of rebuilding my life is an even greater challenge than the loneliness. Through counseling with our assistant pastor now, who essentially took Joe's place, I'm discovering the roots of anxiety and depression that I've battled with for years. I've built my life on trying to find acceptance through performance. And now, I'm not sure what the truth is about who I am. I'm confident of who God says I am in Christ, and that He is working all things for good in my life. But what about, take for instance, my desire to be a pastor's wife? Was that just for recognition and position? Does this mean that I am still called to be a pastor's wife? Well, that was a question that I found rather puzzling. It would certainly seem to me that since God took her husband, who was a pastor, she's not a wife anymore, she's a widow. So she's not called to be a pastor's wife. But she says, I feel as though things I've built my life around are being shaken. My motives are being shaken. I need some inner healing. I believe that God is bringing it in His time and in His way, but it's not an easy process. Things have really gotten complicated as I've started dating. Well, I thought to myself, I'm certainly not surprised at that. Dating, somehow or other, makes lots of people's lives complicated. How was it, she asks me, when you started dating your second husband? How did you feel during the process of getting to know him? Did you compare him to Jim? Was he similar to Jim or very different? Had God changed your call and ministry? Well, I don't think I really dated my second husband. I got to know him in other ways. Yes, I did compare him to Jim. No, he wasn't similar to Jim, except that they both had a sense of humor and they both liked me. Had God changed my call and my ministry? Well, of course, when you lose a husband, you have been given the call to be a widow and to glorify God in that way. Ministry means service. Whatever form of service God has given you, carry on unless you see reason to change. One of the rules of my life is stick with a decision that has been made. Unless God gives you clearer guidance that you need to get out of that than He gave you when He put you in it. Stick with a decision, consistency. But as for not being quite sure who we are anymore, I can understand to a certain degree that the lady feels very disoriented having lived with a husband for 18 years and now he's gone. It is a shock to our system. And it is a change, a radical change in life. You have to learn to say I instead of we. That took me probably more than a year. I would say automatically, come to our house. We do so-and-so. I'd suddenly have to realize, no, it's my house. I do this or that. But I want to say to this dear lady and to others who might not be quite sure who they are because there's been such an upheaval in their lives, God made you. God loves you. God is not taken by surprise. And God will take care of you. There's a beautiful hymn about the fear of change. In heavenly love abiding, no change my heart shall fear. And safe is such confiding, for nothing changes here. The storm may roar without me, my heart may low be laid, but God is round about me, and can I be dismayed? Wherever he may guide me, no want shall turn me back. My shepherd is beside me, and nothing can I lack. His wisdom ever waketh, his sight is never dim. He knows the way he taketh, and I will walk with him. Green pastures are before me, which yet I have not seen. Bright skies will soon be o'er me, where the dark clouds have been. My hope I cannot measure. My path to life is free. My Savior has my treasure, and he will walk with me. That was a favorite hymn of my dear spiritual mentor, Amy Carmichael, Irish missionary to India, whom I never met, but whose books I devoured and absorbed into my life. I was told that she would ask to have that hymn sung and sometimes just read to her in her last months of her life. She'd been bedridden, or at least confined to her room, for about 20 years. And she was fearing what was going to happen to her great family of about 900 Indians when she died. So you can understand why she loved those lines, "In heavenly love abiding, no change my heart can fear. And my Savior has my treasure, and he will walk with me." May God remind you today that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.